Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And joining us is the head coach of the Paladins of Fellowship Christian, Coach Tim McFarland. Welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show.
Thank you, Sam. How are you?
I'm here, and I got Chris Parker here in studio with me. And we're glad to get you on this show, Coach. You know, I kind of tried, but you had some other – you had a prior commitment for your Friday nights.
Well, we're having fun, you know. It's and you guys are too. You know, Friday night football in Georgia is a pretty good thing.
Yeah, it sure is, Coach. It's good to talk to you again. And I appreciate you giving me this opportunity by getting back in coaching. So thanks a lot for that.
Chris.
How's it going, Coach? How you liking it?
It's good, Chris. As you know, you and I've talked, and I just love being in the Roswell community, and we've just had fun. I couldn't ask for anything more. So this has been fun. Al Morrell, was here and just did a wonderful job, and graduated a great group of kids that they had a lot of success here, and. So it may not have been the smartest thing in the world to take this job, but it's been good. Now they graduated a lot. We got seven seniors, which is not a big class, but they're all in. And so things are starting to move pretty good for us now. We've got about a half dozen coaches that were with me over at BT, and they had kind of gotten out and retired, and we're all older, so. We got a bunch of grumpy old men hanging around these kids, and they're doing okay with it.
Oh, that's great, Coach. That's great.
You were facing Kings Ridge tonight, and they got Terry Crowder coaching over there. So we got a couple of state championship coaches going out there tonight.
Well, Terry and I have been friends for a long, long time, and we talked, during the week and told lies and did all those things. And it was a really good game. Terry's done a great job with that program at Kings Ridge, and he's done it in a hurry. And we were 7-7, right, almost going into halftime. And, the craziest thing is we broke one. We broke a long one with probably 30 seconds on the clock, went up 14-7. And then we were able to, pull away a little bit in the second half. But Terry's an outstanding coach and a really good friend. And those folks at Kings Ridge, they're fortunate to have him.
Coach, they're fortunate to have you too at Fellowship Christian. So I know you're not going to say that, but I will. But when you reflect back, and I don't even know if you do reflect back yet, but how great has it been to be at Roswell, at BT, at Fellowship? All those schools are very close to each other for the people listening that don't understand that. Just to be in that community for so long at three places, all of them being successful, that's got to just be a great feeling to reflect on all the years you've done all that.
It is. I can't believe it happened, Chris. I really can't. I went to elementary school a mile from where I'm, right now. And my mom was in this community. My father was a pastor over in the little Crabapple community, which is about 5 miles away. And so our whole life has been here. And I never dreamed, that I'd get to do this. Love being a part of the community. I love being in Rotary. We do a lot of service projects. And so I just feel so blessed and just thankful that God's, granted me all this amount of time to do this. So, but it's good. And you know what? in the middle of all this, I think what hurts me more than anything right now is to see all this bickering between private and public, you know, and everybody's throwing their spear in the ground. And Georgia High School is a good thing. And if I can just throw one thing out there right now, we got to be careful that we don't burn down something that's been really, really good for a long time. There's got to be a way for us to find common ground and do some things. I talk to Hal Lamb about once a week, and, you know, both of us have been in public and private. And so I hope we're able to get all this settled without this thing splitting. I'm worried that it's headed that direction. I didn't mean to go there with all that, but
we've got to
take care of high school football.
I'm with you, Coach.
Absolutely, Coach. Yeah. We understand it. We understand it completely.
We've actually been on that subject ahead of time. We've been on that before it was cool. Yeah, it's we've got a great thing going, and there are some issues on both sides, but we need to we need to work together on that.
Absolutely,
Chris.
Absolutely.
There's never been a compromise in this world worth having that both sides didn't feel like they probably gave up too much, and that's what people have to realize these days. You know, we got to quit making it about what we want and make it more about what the kids of this state need.
That's right.
And so we got some work to do. And people, you know, we've got a chance to do a good thing here. But we've also got an opportunity that can get away from us. But anyway, we'll see. I think that's coming up pretty quick. And I just pray that we can keep it together.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're spending time tonight with Coach Tim McFarland, Coach Fellowship Christian. The Paladins are coming off a big win tonight over Kings Ridge Christian. Coach, what's y'all's tiebreaker in the region? I'm interested because we always I see you started laughing because you know where I'm going with this. what's your tell
what, Rachel? If they give me a choice, you know I'm going to flip a coin. And but I don't have a clue, guys. Listen, we're playing schools I've never played. I can't even tell you who we're playing from week to week. You know,
Coach, what is? I'll ask you a serious question. What's the biggest difference between coaching at Roswell, where it's the biggest classification, and I know you're at a really good school, but it is in the smallest classification. What's the biggest difference?
Off the field.
Practice?
The number of kids. Yeah, practice. I've never, you know, we practice our ninth graders with us. I've never, ever done that before, and unless a kid was truly good enough, and usually that's an older ninth grader come up and contribute. So you got to pay attention to depth. You know, if you deal with injuries, it's you know, it can really change things for you. But, you know, the big differences are it's the numbers, right? The number of kids that are out there, the number of people in the fan base, and all that kind of good stuff. But, as I told Todd Holcomb this week, I tell you what really has struck me, because now I've been at the largest classification and then a 5A middle classification and now at this, is the things that really matter in all this, they don't change. You know, number one, you got to get good coaches, and nobody around here ever talks about who's the head coach or the coordinator, but you got to have coaches that teach football, and once you do that, you're in pretty good shape. And then the next thing you got to have is that feeder program. Chris, you understand the importance of that, and that's where head coaches really need to spend a lot of their time and being careful who you put around those kids, because those feeder programs are – and that's your future. And if you'll invest in that, it'll keep you away from the free agent market that we see in high school football these days. And I don't think that's good for anybody. Mm-hmm. And, the recruiting thing that everybody points fingers at, that has nothing to do with public or private. That's got everything to do with people.
Yep.
You know,
that's
correct. And so it happens everywhere. But, good assistant coaches make a difference. Feeder program makes a huge difference. And, you get those things in place, the program's going to grow. And so that's what we spend a lot of time right now. We spend a lot of time on the field working with our 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade programs. And the response here has been terrific at Fellowship. It really has. We're very thankful to be here.
I'm going to steal that line, Coach, because you're right. It's very different logistically, but the stuff that matters is the same. It really is.
Yes.
We talk to people.
It is.
It really is.
It is, you just focus on who you got and rather than who you don't have and go to work.
Now, Sam is telling me all these good coin flip stories you got. So you got to end with a good coin flip story or something.
Well, it's the greatest story of all time. And I tell you, we're losing a lot in high school football. Two things have changed it for coaches. number one, you know, when you used to have to get up on Saturday morning mm-hmm. and go trade film, so you'd have to meet the coaches, eat donuts, drink coffee. You know, now that's all done online. It's become so impersonal. The shame of that is you lose the ability to get to know coaches
that's right.
From around the state, you know, when you don't meet like that. And but, yeah, we had a playoff game, and Ricky Turner and I, we jump in the car, and we're going down to, you know, meet you know, we've got Waco in a playoff game, so we're out on I-20 in a Waffle House parking lot. And Joel Ingram pulls up, and, you know, he's got a big truck, and I'm going to tell him, Joe, he brought four people. It's just me and Ricky, and they brought their preacher. And I thought, well, okay. So they get out. We're in the parking lot, and everybody's kind of looking at what are these guys doing. And Joel says, I've got the coin. And I said, okay. And I look, and sure enough, I think he bought it. I think it was one of those weighted coins, you know, where it's supposed to be. And so he says, I'm going to call it. And I said, okay, but he said, what? And I said, I want your preacher to flip it. And he said, you know, he kind of looked, he said, okay. So the preacher gets the coin, and he flips it, and I promise you, that thing hit dead vertical and bounced about a foot off the ground, and it started rolling. And as it was rolling, here are six grown men bent over looking at this coin, and we're following this thing. It's like a snake. It's zigzagging on it. And it's slow motion. It looked like it was going to heads that Joel had called because he had a weighted coin. And so it starts to go. I swear, it hits the smallest little pebble and flips to tails. And I thought he was going to pass out. And he looked at the preacher like, that's your fault, you know. That's high school football, man.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I remember more things like that than individual plays in the game and stuff like that.
Oh,
you remember the relationships with the kids.
Right.
And then the funny the moments like that.
Right.
But at the moment, seemed very serious. But you look back and laugh about it, you know.
You know, to your point, Chris, Joel and I knew about him. He, you know, we knew about each other. That started a friendship that has lasted for many years.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
It's just the greatest thing in the world. But we've gotten really shallow on those relationships. Same thing, you know, college recruiting now. You remember the days where they'd come in and sit down and watch film with you, and now it's in and out. And, you know, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we can get back to some of this good stuff. But to your point, I tell you, Chris, I'll tell you an advantage of being in a small school is you recapture some of that.
Yeah.
And you come from a great community, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, Coach. They're glad to have you, Coach, and they're lucky to have you.
They really
are. Glad you're still coaching. We're glad you're still in the game.
And you know something we're not talking about, this last win, the night's win, I believe for you, is 201.
Whoa.
Am I correct, Coach McFarland? You hit 200 last week, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Coach. Well, I mean, last week was 200. Well, I appreciate that, Chris. I really do, and it was all good, but, you know.
Yeah. I know what you're going to say. It takes a lot of good players, a lot of good coaches. But you got to be doing it a long time to get 200, Coach. So it's a little bit you at least.
Well, yeah, it's all good. That's all good. It's on the backs of a lot of people other than me, I can promise you that.
And a lot of people don't know this, Coach, but you won a bunch of games as assistant coach. I mean, you were an assistant coach a long time, right?
Yeah, I was, from 81 to 98.
Yeah.
So what's that, 17, 18 years?
Yeah.
May have been the best years of my life. I mean, you know, I got married to Kay at Roswell and had our children there, and my daughter was a trainer and son, a ball boy. And working for Ray Maness was what a blessing. And I had two or three opportunities that kind of fell apart, and that was God looking out for me, because I don't regret 1 year that I stayed at Roswell as an assistant coach. I learned so much. And now a lot of guys, you know, if they fast track out of there. And,
that's what I was going to say. How many people can stay 17 years, and here he's won 200 games? You know, I mean, now we get coaches all wanting to do a day and a half and go be the head coach. You know, Coach worked 17 years assistant coach. So just a good story, Coach. I know I'm pumping you up, but I mean it. You know, it's a good story for you.
He deserves it.
We're lucky to have you.
You deserve it all, Coach.
Yeah, well, I'll send you a donation over here.
That is Coach Tim McFarland. Thanks so much for spending some time and finding a way to join me on the High School Scoreboard Show. I got you on it with me after all.
Sam, it's always great, man. I appreciate you and Chris. Thanks for what you guys do for high school football.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thanks so much, Coach.
All right, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.